Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has approved new sanctions on Iran while stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. The president's proposals to fix the deal's disastrous flaws include Iran's agreement to open all sites immediately to international inspectors and an assurance from Tehran that it never develop a nuclear weapon. Robert Mulley is a conflict resolution specialist and president of an international crisis group.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute, our deal was we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
And according to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missile and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. President Trump's vulgar comments to U.S. lawmakers explaining his opposition to Haitian and African migrants has sparked outrage and condemnation at home and abroad. U.N. human rights spokesman Rupert Colville called the comments racist.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people.
President Trump's physician on Friday declared him in excellent health after his first known physical checkup since his inauguration nearly a year ago. The examination was conducted at Walter Reed National by the president's personal physician. The checkup for the 71-year-old will not include a psychiatric evaluation. This is VOA News.